Welcome. I'm LaToya Renee Hill, and this is Her Life Now, a new series with deep, thoughtful conversations about God, wellness, music, relationships, big reflections, and small joys. Let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of Her Life Now. We have a very special guest, Marquita, my sister. How are you today?
I am fantastic today.
Thanks for joining me. How do you feel about it?
I'm so excited today to be here and just be very transparent about some things. And I'm going to enjoy this time with you, definitely.
Well, guys, we're going to play a game of 20 questions. So let's get started.
All right, let's do it.
Can you describe me in 3 words?
Okay, I would say that you are very responsible, very nurturing. You are beautiful.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I know we will. Describe me in 3 words.
You are hardworking, goofy, and fun. What is your favorite childhood memory of us?
I would say we were always together growing up. Our mom had us all the time. We would always dress alike. And really, that kind of irritated me because I couldn't have my own identity. Like, you know, everybody always called us twins. And I really didn't like that because I wanted my own identity. What song comes to mind when I say the word sexy?
I think about red light special all through the night. Oh, baby, it's yours, all yours. If you want it tonight. Okay, what song comes to mind when I say the word special?
I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. On a scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfortable are you answering these questions?
I'm not uncomfortable at all. Really? How uncomfortable are you answer these questions from 1 to 10?
I am about 8.
Oh my goodness.
I will give it an 8 because really I don't even know what type of questions you're going to ask me. So I'm nervous. I really am nervous to the point that I am shaking, y'all. I'm shaking.
Okay. If you could go back in time, would you change what you wore to prom?
Yes, I would actually. I had a spaghetti strap teal, like a gown, basically. Mm-hmm. It was satin. It was very pretty, but I did not have a bra on, okay, y'all, at all. And my breast was saggy, y'all. And I wish I had a bra on because, man, my boobs was sagging. So I really regret wearing that type of dress without a bra. What about you?
If I could change what I wore to prom, I loved my dress because it was just like cotton candy color. Mm-hmm. It had a thick strap on it. I love my dress. So no, I wouldn't change it.
Who is a better driver and why?
I would say between me and you.
Duh.
It would be you because you, if you got into a wreck or whatever, it wasn't that bad. And I got into some real big wrecks.
I don't know if I told y'all, but I hit the side of the on. It was a mess. It was a whole big mess. And the gas station was messed up for months after that happened. And I had to do community service. Okay, praise the Lord. What is one piece of advice from our mom that you held on to?
I'm trying to think of only one. Always pray, basically. Always pray, definitely. Have a close relationship with God, definitely. Who was your first crush, LaToya? Oh,
God.
Renee?
God, help me. I can't say his name, but, you know, we went to the same church.
Please definitely tell us the name, LaToya Hill.
It was a... was my first crush.
Okay, and say that loud so everyone can hear in the back.
Oh,
she not even see it.
He might hear this.
Okay. No,
okay.
What's his name? He went to St. John Missionary Baptist.
So, on a serious note, what do you miss most about me?
Our relationship, I guess, when we were smaller, you know, you looked up to me a lot. And now that we're grown and we have our own, you know, lives and everything, is really not the same, because basically life is different. For me, my situation, you know, it's a lot different. I mean, I have kids, you know, and a lot more responsibilities now. So I just miss like our relationship.
How do you feel about our level of communication and how could we improve?
I feel our level of communication sucks, being really transparent. Like I said earlier, I felt when we were younger that we had a better bond than we do now. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that we can do a lot better than what we have been.
Okay, how?
Just hang out more, you know, just to get to know each other where we are now in our lives. Just spending that quality time together, you know, doing different things and talking. That way we'll have a better relationship and we can communicate a little bit better.
I agree with that because, you know, when we were younger, we did do a lot of stuff together because it was just us. You know what I'm saying? And now you got your kids or whatever to really focus on. And we could do more of that. I don't mind like the heart-to-hearts or whatever. We've had those in the past, but very rarely.
What would you say?
What do I wish that you witnessed? I guess I wish that you could have witnessed, I guess, me nurturing your children. The way that I did was, when I think about it, it was a lot. It was a whole big lot. Because, like, at the time, I was in college or whatever, and I had these early morning classes, but I'd be up with Jayla because she was a crybaby. Oh, my God. Like, that's the one that cried most nights. Yeah, I was working on trying to get her to sleep. Whew. But, yeah, that's one thing that I wish you could have witnessed.
Yeah, I was there. And what I would say to that is I was going through a lot
like
coming up on the season finale of Her Life Now.
Like, I had to tell what?
What? Like, you couldn't tell me?
First of all, our relationship.
She's wrong.
I don't want her to get so upset about what she says. Like,
she always got something to say. I'm getting upset. I'm getting a headache.
I know you two love each other, but you don't act like it. How can you treat each other better moving forward?
You don't want to miss it. See you there.